Sí, de decir desde el punto de vista de los trabajadores, donde haya programas que entrenen a los granjeros, ¿qué es exactamente lo que los trabajadores agrícolas y sus familias sienten? Nosotros hemos tenido talleres para prevención o lo que tú quieras, que vienen abogados y el no granjero presta su, vamos a decir, su cuarto, su bodega, y está interesado en cómo soluciona, qué puede hacer para solucionar la situación de los trabajadores, pero no siempre es así.
It is important to raise awareness among the farm owners, farmers, about the problems about agricultural workers. So what it would be good to promote programs so farmers become familiar with the situation of agricultural workers culturally, back at home, the problems here. Now, we have had experiences with some farmers in which they are very helpful. Sometimes they offer their own facilities when we bring lawyers to speak with workers. So we have had that experience, and that's very good, but that's rare. That doesn't happen.
You know, I don't mean this disrespectfully, but some of my observations would say that many farmers are not good employers. They're prepared to take care of their own farming operation, but once they expand to the point where they're hiring workers, they oftentimes aren't the best type of employers. One of the things, though, I think that would be worth considering is that most farmers have some kind of connection with either a commodity group or a farm organization, and maybe it's the kind of thing that we could pursue the idea of working through the corn growers, the dairy groups, the pork producers, those kinds of things, of alerting potential employers how they can, you know, some of them are large enough where they actually have HR, human relations staff, or somebody that in their organization, but most are not. You know, they're smaller where they maybe just have one, two, or half a dozen employees, but alert them to this idea that, hey, you know, there's more to doing to be an employer than just offering a paycheck. It's the kind of thing that what can be doing. You know, in some cases they offer health benefits, but maybe not always. And so, what are the types of things that can be doing at least to create an atmosphere where an employee has the confidence or the courage to share some of their concerns with their employer. But it's not going to be easy.
Well, and I think there are challenges too. It isn't just those people that are employing immigrant workers. I think that there are human resource challenges kind of throughout agriculture, and a lot of farms have trouble once they get to a certain size. They don't really want to deal with outside people, but they're forced to have to hire people. And so they've never really had training on how to maybe be a good manager of people. And so there's a disconnect, and they're under stress too, as you've heard. They're all stressed, and they're having difficulty dealing with their own stress. And it's not making excuses, but it's just the fact that some of this is bound to happen, and they haven't had good training. And they're not always good at dealing with their family members, and then they expand to workers outside of their family members, and they can't deal with them either. But then there are exceptions to the rule. There are some people that are very good with their staff and connect well with them. So we can't lump them all, but that is an area as agriculture develops and farms get larger, that certainly is an area where there's much more need and emphasis on, you know, working with workers.
That's what I was trying to say. Doris just said it a lot more.